lonely, calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. All right.
Here we are. This is week two in a brand new studio for Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. A bit of a rocky start last week. It was there was a fire alarm here in the building, and of all things to happen on my very first show, it was a little nerve wracking. You had to leave, put on a CD. So the show was a bit shaky in dealing with the new technology of the building, but I'm on track now again. And we have a guest today, a special guest. We're back with the musical guests. We're going to keep rolling them through the studio because there's plenty of great songwriters who can come on in with a guitar or even a small ensemble. We do have room here in the new studio for, you know, there's more room here now. And in fact, we do have a band coming up in a couple of weeks, and I'll tell you about them a bit later on. But today we have a singer-songwriter named Mark Martyre, Martyre, and he is a transplant from Toronto, Ontario. He has literally just arrived in the city of Vancouver where this show is broadcast. I guess he's here long-term. We're going to find out a lot more about him pretty soon. But first up is older music, as the tradition of the show goes. We play old bands up front from Australia or songwriters, musicians. And today I thought I'd play, I was just thinking, I don't typically do this, do anything like specifically topical or what's going on, but it has been bloody hot here in Vancouver. It's not known to be a really blisteringly hot place, but there's been record, I guess, drought and fires in the hinterland. And I got to thinking, what old songs remind me of the Australian outback and the bushfires every year and just the oppressive heat that people who grew up there are so used to? Because here, it's people are struggling, but this is what I remember almost every day being like back home. So I thought of three songs off the top of my head. The first one we're going to play is a cover of AC/DC's Highway to Hell by Ed Cooper. Of course, the legendary Ed Cooper of the Saints, and he has had a very long, prolific solo career. And track 9 on his Best Of CD, Ed Cooper Sings His Greatest Hits For You, is a very evocative acoustic cover of Highway to Hell. And, I switch that on and I can think about, you know, flames and heat and the Australian hotness, and it's a great track. A great cover of the AC/DC classic. So we're going to start with that. And then next up is a song called Too Hot to Move, Too Hot to Think by the Triffids. That's definitely a song about being hot. And then lastly, I'm going to play a song by Alchemist, a metal band, and the song is called Solar Burn. And they're a special band because they were from the city where I grew up in Canberra. And there were some very, very bad bushfires there. I'll double check this. I think the year was 2008. Some people died. A lot of houses were destroyed. And Alchemist actually, very cleverly, in the weeks afterwards, they made an official video. They filmed a film clip for one of their songs called Solar Burn, and they filmed it in the hinterland of Canberra using all the images of the burnt-out forest. And it works really well. It's a very intense song, and the visuals are pretty remarkable, and you couldn't just make that up without actually having real burnt out forest and stuff like that. So anyway, those are the three songs we're going to play up first. Songs that make me think about the oppressive Australian summer heat. So here we go. First up is Ed Cooper with his cover of Highway to Hell by AC/DC, then the Triffids, and then Alchemist. You are on Stranded.
check out everything in my stride. I don't need reason, don't need rhyme. Ain't got nothing that I'd rather do. Going down for the time. My friends are gonna be there to be there too.
Go home. Now just called it a day. There's the doorman checking in, his pocket full, his weekly pay. And from this window, I can see the street below. I can hear the hit parade on the radio. There's dirty dishes piling up in the sink, but it's too hot to move, and it's too hot to think. Outside, my dog is growling in a dark and hollow tone. He'll be going out tonight. There's nothing here to make him stay at home. He just has to roam. I can't hear the baby crying. Listen, mom's crying too. No one gets much sleeping done till they've been crying. Dirty dishes piling up in the sink, but it's too hot to move, and it's too hot to think. Hey. And from this window, I can see the street below. I can hear the hit. There's dirty dishes piling up in the sink, but it's too hot to move, and it's too, too hot to think. No, 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 no.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, we are on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. You can find a blog of this show at ozstrandedradio.com. So we started off the show there with, I picked three tracks very different from each other, Australian songs, artists that reminded me of the summer heat, the oppressive heat that I'm very familiar with, but people here in Vancouver aren't as much, and people have been freaking out about how hot it is here and the bushfires up in the hills that have created some smoke down here. So we started out with Ed Cooper with his cover of Highway to Hell by AC/DC. Next up was the Triffids and their song Too Hot to Move, Too Hot to Think from the Black Swan record from 1989. And that song there was the legendary space metal, progressive metal band Alchemist from Canberra, with a song called Solar Burn off the Austral Alien record. And again, what's interesting about that, I recommend going to YouTube and looking for that clip, because they recorded that in the weeks or months, I'm not sure how soon, after the great Canberra bushfires of 2003. Really, really bad, these bushfires. There are several deaths, over 490 injured. I know people who lost homes, severe damage. So sort of, in other words, the sort of fires that are happening up in the hills around Vancouver now and in BC, as far as I know, none of them have been as bad as to kill anyone or burn down houses yet. But Canberra in 2003 was bad. And I wasn't there at the time, but my parents were, and they loaded up the car and took all the valuables and drove up, you know, out of the flames. And anyway, so that's a song Alchemist recorded a film clip using the footage of the burnt out forest around the city, and was very effective for that song. So what do we do on the show? It's all about Australian and Canadian independent music, and typically around this time, if we're lucky, we have a special guest, and all sorts of folks have been through the doors of the old studio. Now Mark Martyr is the first guest here in the new studio, and he's all the way from Toronto. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You are a bit of a mystery to me at the moment, because you're very new to this city. You've mm-hmm. just moved here, and there's not a lot of information about you on your website, yeah. except of course great music. And I've been listening to some tracks, and Mark is an accomplished guitarist and singer-songwriter. So thanks for coming.
It's great to be here.
So you're from Toronto.
Right.
And how well established were you there as a musician?
I don't know. It's a tough question to answer. I'm not sure how well. It's hard to know, you know.
Yeah.
If you're established, I guess you'll know. If I go back and they remember me, then I guess I'll know the answer to that.
But yeah. Well, how long were you there actively?
Well, I grew up in Toronto, so that was always sort of the home base when I would, you know, leave for, you know, to live somewhere else, and then I would come back to Toronto, and then I would, you know, tour, and then I would go back to Toronto. So that was where I spent most of my career, was in Toronto and the surrounding area. So, I guess that's the scene, the community I know more than any other in the country.
Yeah. How many years were you playing music all up, do you think?
I'd say, I guess, I mean, in a professional way, perhaps maybe 10, you know. Yeah. I mean, I probably, because I started some early bands when I was in high school, and so we can kind of debate whether or not how good those were and how professional it was at that time. But I guess that's when it started to be more of a hobby, because obviously I started playing guitar when, like a lot of, you know, guys, you know, you're 12 years old, 13, you're just sort of playing in your bedroom. And it sort of evolved from that.
And it evolved into 3 full-length records, and I have them in my hand here. And so one was called Down Record, London, and Red Letters is the latest?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and I've all got cool packaging that definitely reflects your style, like very old school. Mark is an acoustic singer-songwriter, and he has a very sort of timeless kind of sound that's very evocative of, I guess, smoke-filled taverns, maybe in distant times, and
right.
It's great. It's and we're going to be blessed to hear some tracks here. Did you want to go into one straight away so people know what we're talking about?
I guess I'll do one from the newest record. And
okay, this is Mark Martyr live in the studio.
Story in some old book where you bewitched me with just one look, and the geese flew south, the cattle hearts in their mouths. Yeah, one glance was all it took. And this shirt and this dirt and everything that's been hurt, well, I know what it's like. Like an old deck of cards, I see your face on all the hearts as 52 men drag me away. There's a place beyond the stars, a song is played in all the bars each and every day. And your eyes and those sighs and those nights with long goodbyes. Yeah, I know what it's like. Where they sing and dance in some fireside romance on a cold December night, with blue eyes and green dresses, there's beauty in those messes. In the darkness they find the light, so I'll walk into the sun. Our past and future become one, and we can forget everything that's been done. Yeah, I know what it's like. Yeah, there's a place for us somewhere beyond the bluffs, and a gentle breeze never blows cold. Well, I know what it's like.
Okay, that was the first track we're going to hear today live from Mark Martyr, all the way from Toronto, Ontario. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. I was trying to think of ones that fit your theme of the heat and Australia, but I couldn't, so I just decided to go with the ones I knew better.
Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah. Well, what was that one called?
That was I Know What It's Like.
I Know What It's Like.
From the Red Letters.
Red Letters, which is the brand new album We'll be right back to talk more with Mark Martyr and hear some more live tracks. You're on Stranded.
This year is the 38th annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival in Jericho Beach Park. Over 60 acts from legend Richard Thompson to Blind Pilot, Phosphorescent, and artists from over 14 countries. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival runs from July 17th to 19th. Information and tickets are available at thefestival.bc.ca.
Okay, so this is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and we have a very special guest today, Mark Martyr, and you can spell that last name, M-A-R-T-Y-R-E. And Mark's just given us an example of his fantastic acoustic music, and it's very, very much a timeless sound. Hi, Mark, again.
Hi.
One lyric that jumped out at me when I was listening before you came to one of your tracks. It's a track called The Red Dress, and the lyric just started, the roaring 20s are gone. And, you really do like to sing about, I don't know, this the whole vibe of your music is an older sort of feeling and vibe. And what did you imbibe musically growing up, or what were your influences?
I mean, it probably didn't start off like with new music, you know, from the 20s or 30s or 40s. It you know, evolved from you know, out of the current music was in the 90s, and then you sort of, that's the great thing about listening to music for me, was you hear one band that you really enjoy, and then you're like, well, what were their influences? And then you sort of keep tracing it back and tracing it back. And that's how it started for me. But over the years, it's been a lot of the great, you know, listening to that kind of older music and the great singer-songwriters of, you know, past, present. And it's all sort of filtered through. And so I can't really lean on one thing that is where that is a number one influence. It's sort of a lot of things that's meshed together.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
It's funny, the timing. I just happen to be reading one of the really good Bob Dylan bios right now, and it's talking in great detail about his first few months in New York City playing in the coffee houses, and your music I can picture in that time in New York and those little underground places. Very evocative images on your albums too.
Well, I tried to get it all to like fit together, and you know, they all sort of fit as one, but also as all three of them together, they kind of have a similar theme. Because the music itself on all of them, there is you know, an arc that kind of connects them all together. And
can you put it into words, or is that a difficult thing?
Well, I mean, a lot of the musicians that play on one play on others. Musically, the way they're recorded was very similar, and the way they're performed is very similar. So it all sort of is a sound that, you know, maybe it's a sound that, say, I started and done record, and that the sound is one that I continued to evolve and continue with right through Red Letters. So I felt that they all kind of went together in that way, and I wanted the covers to reflect their similarities.
Yeah, it's a great package. And thanks again for sharing that track with us. Lyrical themes, like I can tell you're thoughtful with lyrics. And are there some typical lyrical themes that you're drawn to?
I don't think so. I am drawn to lyrics, and the artists that I really admire are ones that lyrically I really appreciate what they're doing. So. But I don't think there's any one theme. I guess it all depends on what's happening in life, and that sort of happens.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, we're joined here in the studio with Mark Martyr. He's just arrived from Toronto, and his latest record is Red Letters. And I'm really curious about Toronto and the music world. Do you want to get into another track, and then we'll
talk
come
more
back
about
and,
that?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so Max.
Well, you mentioned Red Letters, so I'll do that one.
Okay, this is Mark Martyr live in the studio. Oh, and he's putting on a mouth harp.
Thank you.
this empty afternoon. My mind drifts towards you. Sitting with this whiskey and beer, and wishing that you were here. And I'll be taking that Greyhound bus down the road that stretches between us. And tell me, is this all a test? And tell me, will you be wearing that red dress? Cut the fat off my soul, and I've carried more lies than I can hold. But this mutiny won't be complete until I've swept you off your feet. Twenties are gone. All that's left of my heart is in this song. And all we have left is this mess. So tell me, will you be wearing that red dress? I lifted off the mat for another round. And I wonder if you'd heard that sound. But it was so hard to face that wind. So I went back to the bar and you walked in. Room lit up as you walked the floor, and you sat beside me and said he'll have one more. Well, I fell for you right away, yeah, I must confess. Maybe it was because of that red dress. Tell me, will you be wearing that red dress?
Mark Martire, today's special guest on Stranded, with one more track, and that was called That Red Dress from his record London, which is his 2003 record, so I'm thinking that's your second album?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we will be right back to chat more to Mark about... we're going to talk about Toronto up next, a place I know little about.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And you're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And if you go to the blog, ozstrandedradio.com, you'll find all the archive podcasts, including our special interviews in the interviews tab on the left. And today's interview with Mark Martire will be up there pretty soon. And it's auspicious because Mark is our very first guest in a brand new studio. So thanks again, Mark, for that track. That Red Dress, beautiful song from the London record. That record, was there any reason why you titled it London? Were there any of the songs about London? Or
no, I was living in London at the time. London, Ontario. Although, I mean, I don't mind the ambiguity with the title. And I think a lot of people will probably, at first glance, think it's about, you know, England. But I thought it was just a good name, you know.
London and Toronto. What is Toronto to you, Mark? It's not much to me. Spent about 3 days there, and it was a big city, and I got a bit scared, and I don't know much about even the music from there.
I don't know.
Big question.
What is it to me? That is a big question. I don't know. I mean, like I was saying earlier, it's where I grew up, so it's the closest. I guess if I had to say what one place is my home, I guess that'd be the closest to it. That being said, it's, you know, I've always been drawn to other cities and moving around the country. And so, I don't know how much about it I know either, you know.
Yeah. And you were saying off air just about it's, you know, when you talk about a music scene in Toronto, I mean, there's multiple scenes, of course.
Yeah. I mean, it's a city, like you said, it's big and scary. But it has a bit of everything. Like, if you're looking for any kind of genre of music, it's going to have it. And every subgenre of that genre, it's going to have it. Toronto, I think a lot of people describe it this way, is that it's a city, you know, made up of smaller cities. It's like a city of towns, of villages. And, the 8 or 9 different communities all, you know, put together to make this one place. So you can really, you know, make a name for yourself or be a part of one part of the city and be relatively, you know, unknown, or even you yourself know very little about an entirely separate part of the city. So, that's how I've heard it described, and it definitely makes sense to me when I hear it that way.
Mm. And did you find, were you an active performer there? Did you find that you're easily enough able to play weekly or monthly?
Absolutely, yeah. There's no shortage of venues and places to play at any level and any genre. But I mean, that being said, there's a lot happening, right? So you're playing in the city, and if you want someone to come to your show, you're also competing with a thousand other things that are happening at any given night. And a lot of musicians, a lot of venues. So there's a lot happening, which is good, which is also bad. So you sort of have to take the good with the bad when you're there in Toronto.
That's right. And given there are so many acts, I did ask Mark off air for some recommendations, and we both realized, well, it's almost a foolish question because he knows so many great bands. But we did pick one off the top of his head, The Young Novelists. And I guess we'll probably play a track from them once we conclude the interview.
Sure. Yeah. Actually, I guess what came to mind was the last Red Letters, predominantly, and even parts of London as well, were recorded with Graydon, who's in the band. So yeah, there's definitely a connection, I guess. If anybody asks from Toronto, like, how come you didn't mention my name or my band? Well, I guess I try to segue it as best as possible to my own records.
Yeah. I mean, even the cover here of their record, even it looks like it could be a Mark Martek.
Yeah. Well, what I love about his records, if we're looking at them here, and anybody who's listening can check them out online, there is a theme as well. Mm. And I've mentioned that to Graydon and said how much I appreciate it and love that he kept that throughout his albums as well.
That's true. Really good point. Yeah. Huh. All the details matter, folks.
Yeah.
So Mark Martyr is here with us chatting in the studio. This is Stranded. And I think I'd love to hear one more track if you're up for it. And
I did one from the first two Red Letters in London. So I'll do one from Down Record. And at least for those, the introduction.
We're going back in time from first, second to... No, your third, second, first. Oh.
Walked out into that sweet spring air after sleeping against your skin. Oh, but sometimes it just isn't fair to feel this sick with frustration. I think I need to see you tonight. I hold you with the tips of my hands. 'Cause people have shown me the worst in sight, and I wanna drift to foreign lands. Missing alone, I feel time start to slack. My heart is heavy and it starts to crack, and my eyes are closed. I'm seeing black, and I don't wanna be the devil on your back. Walking through a world of muddy plains, this dark valley has swallowed me again. Still walking through the freezing rain, let's try to ignore this, my friend. And I see you lending a helping hand, you're squeezing lemons to dust. Promises of soft summer sand, honesty, truth and trust. Here at night the shadows attack. My stomach turns, it pokes like a tack. And I know what I have, and I know what I lack. And I don't want to be the devil on your back. Expected anyone to be on the other end of the line, stretching out an overhanging branch of flowers wrapped up in vine. The night is wild and I'll find my place. Sometimes it's like a hopeless soul. And when will the sun recolor my days, raising me up to look down below? The birds have flown and they're the first to know, but will I ever catch on? In this town there's 11 months of snow, but only 15 minutes of dawn. And with no choice I'll keep to my track. It'll land me in an old wooden shack. That's just how it goes. And it won't cut me slack, but I don't want to be the devil on your back. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mark Martyr, for another stunning acoustic track here in the studio. This is Stranded, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Tim.
Well, thanks, Mark. What was that track called again?
That's The Devil on Your Back.
Devil on Your Back. And it's from Mark's first album, Down, Record. Available online. That's true. We should mention your website.
Yeah, website, myname.com. And,
yeah, markmartyre.com, M-A-R-T-Y-R-E.
Yeah, and the albums are available on iTunes and Bandcamp and in some stores as well.
Yep. So three albums available, the latest one, Red Letters, and I'll be giving a copy of this to our music director here. And we can, if you're listening live in Vancouver, you can expect to hear Mark in town. He's relocated, so how did this happen? Did you plan it for a while to come out here? And
I've
long-term?
Been thinking about it for a while. Like I was saying earlier, I've always been drawn to just, you know, going to different places and not just... just driving through for a couple of days. I just really want to get to know a community, and I've done that within Ontario. But last year I went to Halifax and kind of went around the East Coast for a little bit. But I've always thought about Vancouver, and let's do it this year. So here I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, if anyone's listening, you can. I'm sure you'll start to see some advertisements or posters with Mark's name on it. We'll definitely get him to play one of our Stranded Sunday sessions. In the next few months, I'll talk you a bit more about that later on, about our next one coming up this Sunday. Do you have any preconceived notions about the West Coast here? Been here, or do you have any connections?
I have never been here. I don't have connections. A lot of people, when I was in Toronto, were asking me, like, how's the scene out there? I'm like, well, I don't know. I've heard good things, and I have every feeling that it is as good as people thought it is. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to meeting other musicians, seeing the places to play. And there is something sort of, you know, interesting, exciting about, a completely different scene.
That's right. Yeah. Well, stay.
So, well, you tell me, how is it out here? Should I stick around for a couple more months?
Well, I think so, definitely. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's funny because, I'm just starting out as a musician myself, so it's sort of like I'm curious about what the music scene is. It's sort of like this is one vantage point. I get a lot of great music coming to me, but the world of live performing in Vancouver is still a mystery to me too.
Right,
there's a lot to explore. Similar, I guess there are multiple scenes, but not as much as you would have in Toronto. Things are on a smaller and low key here, but there's lots going on. In fact, this weekend the Catalano Festival—that's something you could check out.
I was reading through some of the local music magazines. A lot of there's a folk festival coming up next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think it is.
Yeah.
And there's a lot happening. And last night I was walking on the drive. If I'm using the local lingo properly, and just as I passed, there was several jazz bands playing in various, just one after the other, and then also just like some acoustic stuff happening. So it's great, great. There's no shortage of it, and it's great to be able to just pop in and hear some great music. So.
That's right. Well, we've been chatting with Mark Martyr, and we'll probably sign off now and play his recommendation, The Young Novelist. But first, I had one last question that popped up. I'm curious now, learning guitar myself, and I noticed yours said Simon and Patrick Luthier on there. Is that any story to that? Is that a local Toronto luthier? Or?
No, I think it's a subcompany of Godin.
Godin, and they're Canadian. They're Montreal based, I believe.
But as far as why, it's sort of just picked it off the rack I don't know that much about guitars. So see if it sounds good, then I'll keep it.
No worries. Well, thank you, Mark Martyr, for coming in and playing some tracks.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great.
No problem. Well, he'll be hearing more about him in the future. So we're going to play for you. I'm going to play a couple of Toronto artists now, and Mark recommended one among many, many. So again, there's no favoritism here. He had to say one. And the young novelist, is there one track off this album you'd recommend or anything is pretty good?
No, I think anyone is will work.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's play track one, Palindrome. So the band's called The Young Novelists from Toronto. This record came out only a few months ago, April 2015, Made Us Strangers. So as recommended by Mark Martyr, formerly of Toronto.
I have rode a thousand wolves across the stories woven by splinters that build my bed. And they barked at every moon between the trees along the shores of Lake Michigan. And with my swollen sailor's mouth, I spat a poem doused in the words of a profane preacher. I scraped my nails across the chalkboard of your soul just to piss you off and scare the teacher. Do not cross, and you won't get lost at the bottom of your addiction. There's a great lake of heavy words that sink to the bottom of all creation. I hope the open road and poets know to score the sores black with cocaine. Till you see the faded traveler's mouths that ignite the sky with fear and propane. I could kill a man who raised his glass to empty mouths and purple nose and tunnel vision. Strike him down and fuck him up and kick the screening of his television. Do not cross, and you won't get lost at the bottom of your addictions. It's a great lake of heavy words that sink to the bottom. Thank you.
Vancouver is once again rated the world's most boring city. I repeat, the world's most boring city. You literally can't do anything here except pay for overpriced drinks and food and potentially enjoy some.
Vancouver is known
you actually don't
to
enjoy,
be a dull,
but you're pretending to
boring,
enjoy,
so that you lay in
with a bunch of people
pathetic,
you don't care about. Absolutely drab, soulless. I don't know what else to say. You suck, Vancouver.
You suck.
Oh. Oh, no. Well, at least we have Discorder.
Pick up a fresh edition of Discorder magazine at your local venues and record stores. We have the latest news on venues, concert reviews, cultural events, and more. This month features articles on Stefana Fertilla, Softus, Tim the Mute, Levitation Fest Vancouver, and Music Waste. Special thanks goes out to this month's sponsors, including Mint Records, The Rio Theater, Rickshaw, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
Okay, we're back on Stranded, and those last three songs there were from Toronto bands or artists. And because, of course, we had Mark Martai was our special guest. He's just a part of the studio. He is a singer-songwriter who's just arrived in Vancouver to live for a while. But he is well-established in Toronto. And he gave me one recommendation for a band called The Young Novelists. So that was the first band we played, a track called Palindrome from the record Made Us Strangers. And next was a real favourite of mine, Eamon McGrath, with his single Great Lakes from the Young Canadians record. We've played tons of his music on the show here. He's one of the best songwriters in the country, I believe. And next was a band from Toronto called Dearly Beloved, with a track called Olympics of No Regret from their Enduro record. So this is the Stranded Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and we have not played any new Australian music yet, so let's get into it. Here is Day Ravies. They have a new record out called Liminal Zones, and a very clever band name, Day Ravies. Here's a track called Fake Beach. You're on Stranded.
Thank you. Sun God replica of grand fills the hearts of every man with unhealthy pride. They're prepared to die for the Sun God replica. They will stand as one, never backing down from fear. Disallow the bands they hear. Nothing can compare when their back climb less. For the Sun God replica, they will stand as one. For the
been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money, the one you loved has deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad. No, that's all that is.
Thanks for tuning into Stranded. So three new Australian tracks there. First up was Day Ravies with Fake Beach. Next up, the Electric Guitars with a song called And the Stars Grew Bright in the Sky. And that one was kind of, that was something a bit different. Sun God Replica, they're a band I played last week, and I think they're pretty fantastic. The album's called The Devil and the Deep, and that song really had had a hymn kind of quality to it. And it's the first track off their album, and it's called, the song was called Anthem. And I've found here on a website, messandnoise.com, that Link from the band, he broke down every song and just described it. And he said of that song, historically, Christians may have done some horrible things, but one thing they did was write some great melodies in their hymns. You can keep the lyrics. We wanted to create a rousing and sarcastic anthem for Sun God Replica. That was pretty cool. That's a pretty neat way to start an album with a hymn, because the album, it kicks in more high gear after that. It rocks pretty hard. So that's Sun God Replica featuring the legendary Link of the Meanies. That's one of his side projects. So here on the show Stranded, we host the second Sunday of every month in Vancouver, the Stranded Sunday Sessions, and we've been doing it for almost a year now, and we have acoustic performers playing each month, and myself, I go by the name M. Lund, and I open the show, and then I invite two more established performers to play after me. And we also have at the moment Merlin Cosmos. He is a magician, and he has been playing as well, and he's quite something else. It's a pretty special night of music and magic on the north stage of the Railway Club, Sunday night from 8:30 p.m. sharp. It's the back room, the north stage. It's a cool, cozy, intimate spot for acoustic music and lyric-based music. I chose that room for a reason, and it's been working fantastically. So I highly recommend getting down if you're interested and you're locally here. This week, this month, we have Matthew St. John and Angel Edwards. They're the two headliners. So we're going to play a track from each of them right now. So here is Matthew St. John. He is a he's like our guest today, Mark Marta. He's been around different places. At one point, Matthew lived in Hong Kong. So let's play a track of his called Home Recorded. This track from Matthew St. John, What to Give, and then we'll play a track from Angel Edwards. And they're both playing the Stranded Sunday Sessions this Sunday night at the Railway Club in Vancouver in conjunction with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show.
Lips could form a smile, which could anyone beguile? And I miss it every time I go away. Though I don't see it yet, all desire being spent, I am told there will come a day.
sound. It only fucks me up, it turns my world upside down. Bring on the memories, yeah.
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
So you've been listening to a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. We're online. Twitter at AusStranded, and also we have a blog called AusStrandedRadio.com. So that was the two acts that are playing at the Stranded Sunday sessions this Sunday at the Railway Club. We do that the second Sunday of every month. Myself, M. Lund, I open the show, and then we have Matthew St. John and Angel Edwards are the two other main performers. And, of course, Merlin Cosmos, the magician, he does a set too. It's a pretty eclectic little show. In the North Stage of the Railway Club, up the back, it's cozy, it's neat, it's a great vibe. Come on down for some acoustic music and some magic. So we have David Love Jones up pretty soon. I'll leave you with the Ruffled Feathers. They're one of the bands playing the Cat Solano Music Festival this weekend in Vancouver on West 4th Avenue. Bye for now. Catch you next time.